Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
First up, a profit warning from Woolworths. The retailer says poor performances in its clothing divisions in both South Africa and Australia could see earnings down as much as 27%. And that's despite its star food business delivering market-leading top-line growth. Australia's trading environment remains difficult, says the company, but Woolies says South Africa's consumer sentiment is improving. And key to that last, moderating inflation, interest rates easing, and the prolonged suspension of load shedding. The latest figure refers to the 26 weeks until the end of December. They're not final yet. Woolies, of course, has struggled with its clothing business for several years. The market did not like the update. Woolies shares were down quite sharply at one point, although they came back to end around flat. Also issuing a trading update, rival retailer ShopRite, with sales growth in South Africa of 10.4% for the second half of last year, slightly down on the previous year's 14.6%. Checkers Hyper and 60/60 all went well, and that last up 47.1% in sales. ShopRite has opened 248 new stores over the past 12 months, bringing its store total to 2,485. The fly in the ointment, albeit a small one, sales in ShopRite's non-South African supermarket segment were up just 4.1%, excluding hyperinflation. The market liked that news, ShopRite up 1.5%. On the broader markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed last evening up 0.3%. London's FTSE was up 0.4%. In New York, the mood was much calmer, with something of a rebound after Monday's big AI-driven sell-off. Chipmaker Nvidia led the way up 9%, giving the Nasdaq a 2% boost. The S&P 500 was up just under 1%, the Dow up 0.3%. Nvidia, of course, down 17% on Monday, which many clearly saw as a buying opportunity. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, no Hong Kong, closed for Chinese New Year, Sydney up 0.7%. The US dollar sits at 104 to the euro. The rand's also picked up and moved firmer during the day yesterday after the DA's commitment to remain in the government of national unity. It's trading this morning at 18.69 to the dollar, 19.50 to the euro, 23.26 to sterling. Gold this morning, 2,763. Platinum, 943. Bitcoin, just under 102,000. Brent crude oil, just under $77.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.